Once they were clear of Zanesville, the rural back roads were uneventful and they were making good time. They had been traveling almost 2 hours and were now in the hilly to mountainous terrain of southeastern Ohio when they came around a blind corner and nearly hit an SUV that was rolled over on its top, straddling the road and blocking both lanes. Evan slammed on his brakes, narrowly avoiding rear-ending Jason's truck. Evan instinctively threw the car into reverse and began retreating backwards, and Jason did the same.
"What's wrong?" asked Judith. "Why aren't we stopping to see if anyone's hurt?"
"Didn't you see the bullet holes in the glass and the doors?"
Evan replied. Just then they heard gunshots off in the distance. Evan floored it and backed up as fast as he could until they went around a curve where they had terrain for natural cover. He pulled off against the side of the hill, grabbed his rifle, and jumped out of the car, taking cover while assessing the situation. Jason backed around the corner in the Dodge with smoke billowing out of the hood. His family exited the truck and climbed in the back while he walked around, flipping down his hinged armor panels that were attached to the cargo rack around the truck's canopy. He then jogged over to Evan, cussing under his breath.
"I don't think we should just turn around. They could have buddies behind us waiting for us to return, and we need to check my truck out. I would feel much safer fixing my truck in a secure environment rather than waiting to be shot in the back while my head is under the hood. I don't want to keep running scared all day either. I'm sick of this shit," Jason said in an agitated manner.
"What's your plan?" Evan asked.
"Peggy, you and Judith get in the back of the truck with Sarah and the boys. That steel will keep you safe. Evan, you climb up on top of this hill and cover them from the high ground while providing me with suppressing fire if it comes to that. I'm going to grab my Remy and try to get into position where I can pick those guys up with my Night Force scope. I have a general idea where they might be," said Jason as he jogged back over to his truck to get his Remington.
"Sounds like a plan," responded Evan.
Peggy and Judith climbed into the back of Jason's truck while Jason reached underneath the sleeping platform and pulled out his Remington 700. He also grabbed a bandolier loaded with 300 Winchester Magnum rounds, gave Evan a pat on the shoulder, and took off into the woods. His plan was to double back for a bit and then head up to the high ground and follow the ridgeline on the opposite side from the shooters, hoping to get a view of them through his high-powered Night Force scope.